Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee, it's time for Chattanooga Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brittany Shaw Newman, your host of Chattanooga Business Radio X. And today I'm here with the founder of Chattanooga Eats, Carlos Pialago. He's going to tell us a little bit about this really cool new venture that foodies like myself are definitely going to want to check out more about. The website is amazing. And so we'll dig right in here with Carlos. How did Chattanooga Eats originate?
Yeah. Hi, Brittany. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just doing well. It's beginning of the week, so it's fun getting everything in. But yeah, Chattanooga Eats probably started as an idea about 2 years ago. John and I met about 2.5 years ago. We were both doing different marketing projects. I had been a part of starting a marketing company here in town. He was a marketing consultant and worked with people like the Chamber and different companies around town. So we had just run into each other a bunch of times and found things that, you know, we kind of enjoyed together. Obviously, we're in the same scene, and food was one of those things. If you've, you know, been around in Chattanooga, you've kind of seen this food scene elevate. And we were like, okay, well, how can we use these skills in marketing and our backgrounds coming from a big city? We're both from Miami, Florida. How can we, you know, help the food scene get better? How can we join this rising tide, kind of improve it with these skills that we've developed over the last couple of years, and a perspective really from bigger cities and just creating content that helps everybody get better.
Mm-hmm. And there was such a need for that.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people doing it in town, but again, we saw a couple niches that were still needed. And so we went ahead and created Chattanooga Eats. Like I said, the idea came about 2 years ago. We didn't really, you know, start doing much with it until about 9 months ago. And then we actually launched in March. So it hasn't been too long. We kind of feel like we've been around for a while. We've got a lot of traction, like we've been around for a while, which is a really cool thing. But we are still pretty new.
Cool. So what would you say your mission is?
Yeah, like I said, we saw this food scene growing. We saw, you know, different entrepreneurs and restaurateurs building, you know, their restaurants and multiple restaurants. And we thought, okay, well, how can we use our marketing background and our perspective to help that scene grow? How can we elevate these restaurants and these restaurateurs to the next level? You know, and it's funny that Chattanooga is becoming known for entrepreneurship and innovation. And that's really true in the food scene as well. So we were both using marketing to help the entrepreneur scene in other ways. So why not help the foodies as well? You know, so we had lots of connections with, you know, bartenders and restaurant owners and chefs. And so it's been a natural transition to kind of come alongside them and say, hey, how can we help you guys get more press? How can we help you guys spread your mission further? How can we tell your story better? Like I said, it's been really smooth, and everyone's welcomed us with open arms. So it's been great.
I love that, especially because there are several award-winning chefs in Chattanooga.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, there's people from Miami in town, these big cities, Washington, D.C. We just sat down with Charlie Loomis, again, from Washington. And people like him in town is just amazing. You know, they could be thriving in these big cities, but they're here in Chattanooga making the best of it and really creating a name for themselves and for our city here. So it's pretty cool.
So let's talk a little bit more about just the landscape in general. What would you say it's like? I was amazed looking at your website. There's a lot of diversity, really.
There really is.
I love the way, by the way, you've categorized those. It's very user-friendly.
Yeah, that's what we tried to do, make it as user-friendly as possible. You know, whether that's a local in town, somebody who knows Chattanooga well, and, you know, maybe they live out in Hickson and they want to find a specific type of food out there, or whether they're, you know, a tourist coming into town and they know nothing about it. It's this simple breakdown, you know, what kind of food do they want? What area are they in? And, you know, basically we just give them a bunch of options. The goal is to eventually have an app that allows to find your location, tell you exactly where it is, and then give you like a radius, you know, a 5 mile radius of what's around you. So we have some things that are in the works to make it even more user-friendly as it gets more media heavy and tech heavy. But yeah, so the culture here has really grown, like I said, over the last 3 to 5 years. And that really gets down to those restaurateurs, the people who are coming from the big cities. But not just them. There's people like we sat down with Matt and Jason from The Bitter Alibi, and Matt's a guy who's been in the restaurant scene here in Chattanooga and just kind of been under the radar. He opened Pasha Coffee and over in St. Elmo and has all this experience. And then, you know, there's this big boom, him and Jason get together. Jason's a guy who's been everything from a busboy to, you know, a line cook at, at a restaurant. And so they get this mixture. It's all about personality. It's all about kind of different marketing, and boom, The Bitter Alibi just kind of bursts onto the scene. And it's, like I said, it's just a mixture of personality plus experience here in town. And man, we're not scared to try things here in town. And that's really, really prevalent in the restaurant scene as well. So it's growing. People are trying things. The one thing that we ask everybody that we kind of come in contact with is, what can be better? What can we do more of? And that's exactly what you mentioned, is diversity. I mentioned, you know, kind of restaurateurs from Miami. You know, the guys from Embargo 62, they're bringing this Cuban flavor in.
Yep.
You know, more restaurants like that are only going to, you know, kind of build the taste in Chattanooga. The more diverse food we have, the better our palate's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So, exciting to see that. And, you know, the restaurateurs and the restaurant owners are providing that. So it's awesome to see.
And not only for palettes, but atmospheres.
Absolutely.
Great visual places, too.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, one of the things that, you know, a lot of people maybe ignore about it. They just, hey, if my food's good, people are going to come in the door. But, you know, what's going to keep people coming back and keep them in your restaurant and, you know, keep them there for longer, spending more, is the atmosphere. It's the service. It's, you know, the vibe they get when they walk in. So we've got some pretty cool places like that along the way.
And I guess we didn't mention how many restaurants are in the directory at this point.
Yeah. When we started the website, we had over 250 local restaurants. At this point, it's been about 6 months now, we've found more. It's crazy.
Wow.
There's over 350 local restaurants on the online directory. Again, that's ChattanoogaEats.com, and it's broken down by different categories in different locations. But it's crazy how many little mom and pop restaurants came out of the woodwork, especially as we got into areas like Hixson, Red Bank, East Brainerd. East Brainerd's where I live. And so as we talk about the food scene, you know, the question you just asked, in those areas, it's kind of like a food desert, or a local food desert, shall we say.
Right.
Yeah, there's, you know,
the Hixson area myself. Yeah.
A lot of chains, you know, and it's shifting away from that. You know, we have Champy's out in East Brainerd now. Bones has reopened this kind of mom and pop family place that was on East Brainerd Road that had to close down because of expansion of the road. You know, it's crazy. That's just what the city's doing. But they're back open now. And then in Hixson, there's some cool places opening up. There's a noodles and pho spot. There's a Caribbean kitchen that just opened up. There's about to be a local coffee house. So it's spreading from downtown. This craft restaurant, you know, beer scene is spreading from, you know, kind of the hub of downtown, which is kind of how it happens. But it's going into these residential areas. And hopefully those people can start moving away from the chains and start getting into the local places more often.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I hope this will encourage people to just try new things.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we talked about our goals, and that's one of those things that we are all about. Like, hey, you don't have to go to the local chain, or I'm sorry, the you know, the national chains every week or every Saturday. You know, try something new. Go, even if it's something that you've never tried before, whether it's, you know, Cuban food or, you know, Caribbean food or Jamaican food over in St. Elmo with Mrs. B's Reggae Cafe. Go experience something. You know, it's going to be different.
Cool.
Take your kids, you know, get them learning and experiencing new culture. And we're all about that.
And speaking of kids, I love, there's a kids section. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So yeah. It's kind of this funny idea that John and I had. So he's got kids. They're very, very picky. And most kids are very picky, but then, you know, we all remember that show with Bill Cosby, Kids Say the Darndest Thing. So put those two together and you have this kind of cool experience when kids go into restaurants that they've never been into. And so we want to play off that. We've done it once. We mentioned The Bitter Alibi earlier. John took his kids to The Bitter Alibi and just put food in front of them.
Wow.
And then they reacted. And it's comedic genius because, again, it's free flowing. I think at one point, his youngest daughter looks at a plate and says, "That looks awful." but it probably tastes good, you know? So it's like, it's this crazy just flow of thoughts, and it's funny. And we hope to, you know, kind of, you know, partner with other families and just, you know, get with people who have kids and yeah, let us videotape them, put some cool food in front of them and have a fun experience. So we'll see how that develops, but it was a cool idea. And there's a lot of stuff that we've been doing that hasn't quite made it to the website, but it's on our social media. So definitely follow along on both, because we're always producing content.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that definitely sounds like one of the ways in which you all might be unique. Can you talk about some of the other ways that you're different from other food websites?
Yeah, for sure. So like I said, we recognize that this food scene had, you know, started to blow up, and there are other resources for food in Chattanooga. Don't get me wrong. There's a couple directories out there and they do a really good job. The way we stand out though is you're not going to have to pay to be in our directory. All 350 of those restaurants, whether they have a marketing budget or not, are in our directory. And that's just how it's going to be. We want to give everybody an equal shot. You know, prove what you guys got. You guys have a restaurant. We want to push people to you. Now, if you want to add a little bit to that, you want to have a 40-word description, you want to have a logo in our printed directory, obviously there's the ability to, you know, do some advertising like that. But at the base level, everyone's going to be in there. And there's nothing like that in Chattanooga. I remember going to Asheville and kind of looking from afar for a while at this exploding restaurant scene, and then going there not long ago and seeing this guy that had, I mean, over 600 restaurants in it. And this is a city that's smaller than Chattanooga, but it's huge. They're all listed there. It's color coded. Again, it's broken down by areas like we have on the website, broken down by types of cuisine. And so we're going to do something like that, and everyone's going to be in it. You know, some people, again, may pay to have a little bit, you know, more robust of a listing, or, you know, have their advertising space, but everyone's going to be in there. So that's what makes us different on one level, but also there's not going to be any fast food. So there's a couple that, you know, Crystal is a staple of Chattanooga. You know, it's part of our history and we get that, but we don't want to list somebody like Easy Bistro right next to Crystal. It's not the same,
right?
You know? You know, we don't want any chains in there. Like mm-hmm. we mentioned earlier, there's not going to be Chili's. There's not going to be Applebee's. There's not going to be fast food. We will include some regional restaurants like Tupelo Honey or Puckett's, but we do kind of have a line there. You know, we want it to feel like home. We want it to feel like the South, and that's where we are. You know, so those are restaurants that we've included. And well, as restaurants come in, I think Frothy Monkey from Nashville again.
Oh, I'm very excited about that.
Right. So coffee shops and places like that are also on the list. You know, Mean Mug is one of my favorite places to eat and chill, right? Mm-hmm. They have awesome food. They're in the directory as well. So couple ways that we stand out and we're making it about local stuff.
And isn't that incredible that you can build a directory so huge off of local business? That's really amazing.
And it's awesome. We have again, one of the things that drew us to this project was we have this huge burst in tourism as our city has grown. I mean, we have outdoors, we have history, we have tech and entrepreneurs. We have so many attractive things for people to come here and just hang out. You mm-hmm. know, we have to get them eating in our local places too. They can't go downtown and be walking around and go to the aquarium and then end up at Buffalo Wild Wings. It hurts my heart. You know, it hurts my heart. They have to go somewhere local. They have to get that experience. And we think that our directory can do that both online and in print. So we're gonna deliver 75,000 of those print directories over the next year into hotels, into local businesses, into places where there is those tourists coming in, but then there's also the locals who get to experience it as well. So,
and that's wonderful. Not only that, we're going to touch on this a little bit here with it's not just downtown. So yeah. It's sort of like for people that are coming from out of town, it could sort of end up being a food tour, if you will, of Chattanooga if they'd like to go to these outlying areas.
Yeah, it's growing. Like I said, the reception we've gotten is excellent. But yeah, as people are coming in and visiting Chattanooga from different areas, you know, it's crazy because through social media marketing, you can get to those people in Knoxville, you can get to those people in Atlanta, in Nashville, and kind of all the areas in between and say, hey, we know you've looked at craft beer. We know you've looked at craft food. We know you like 15 restaurants in your area. We're going to target you and show you what's cool here in town. And that brings people into our city. And again, that elevates not only Chattanooga, but it elevates those restaurants. And
right.
Yeah, it's a, it's been cool to see it kind of expand over the last little bit. But yeah, we really want to get people into those kind of outlying areas, and in particular residents. Like I said, there's a lot of residents who just go to Hamilton Place and eat at Chili's every afternoon. But, you know, there's a lot of other places they can visit in those areas. And downtown's not that far. Come join us. Come, you know, down here and eat at the Flying Squirrel. Eat at Easy. Eat somewhere that maybe is going to, you know, freak you out a little bit, for lack of a better way of saying it. Yeah, explore it. So, yeah, we're excited.
So what areas of town are on the directory right now? And then we talked a little bit about, well, before we got started today, about what you're looking forward to expanding to in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah. So expansion is always on the horizon, especially as, you know, our tech world, it just advances so quickly. We mentioned an app, hopefully within the next year. That's our third phase. Phase one, online directory, got that out, good information on there. Phase two, physical directory, that's coming out this winter. Phase three is the app. But the directory houses the areas of Udawah, East Brainerd, East Ridge, Red Bank, Hixson, and Signal Mountain. So okay. Other than downtown, those are the six areas that we're looking at. And then that'll be the first directory, so the first round of 75,000. Now, we're going to print this yearly. So the goal is to, in the second year, include areas like Cleveland, maybe get a little further into like Saudi Daisy up towards Dayton, because there's some cool places up there as well, down into Ringgold. You know, we'll see how many we add and kind of what the response is to these outlying areas. And if we have a bunch of people who really get excited about it, then we'll keep pushing it and push the boundaries and tell them, you know, what good food's out there. So
sometimes that's such a fun day trip too, or like morning, lazy Saturday morning.
Yeah, there's so many cool things. I mean, even up in Dayton, if you haven't been up to like the Apple Barn and just like, you know, learn about the Scopes Monkey Trial, and then, hey, you're going to want to eat something up there, pull up Chattanooga Eats, head over to, you know, Jason's Deli Jacob Meyer's Deli, or like Monkey Town. You know, there's some pretty cool places up there, and
yep, love those.
Not a lot of people know about them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Let's see. So how are you interacting with others who are creating food related content at this juncture? Any partnerships?
Yeah. So it's been pretty cool in elevating the food scene, and we're not the only ones who have recognized that this is blowing up, you know.
Right.
And there's people like the Times Free Press, you know, covering food, doing great articles. You got Sean at Nuga.com doing date night dining, you know, on every
love those.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just awesome. And all of that together elevates the scene. We're not trying to step on any toes. We're not trying to take away from anybody. We want to encourage that. We want to, you know, retweet Sean's articles, retweet, you know, and push, you know, the live stuff on Facebook that the Chattanooga Times Free Press is doing. And we're slowly, you know, finding partnerships with those people. Again, one of the coolest things that we've been able to do is have several blogger meetups. So there's like 15 to 20 food bloggers in and around Chattanooga who are constantly talking about food, whether that's recipes, whether that's where they went to eat, whether it's their favorite brunch spots, whether it's, I know Kate Robertson, A Thought and a Half, has like a list of 35 restaurants where it's like, if you're going to go to only these and you're going to take a tour, these are here. And that's an excellent resource, you know? So we've tag teamed with them and we got some cool stuff in the works with the food bloggers. You know, maybe a little brunch crawl or some stuff like that where, you know, we just get together and we help the food scene together. You know, we're not trying to take away from what they're doing. We're trying to help them get bigger and better and get their product out there and be recognized for the writing and the content that they're doing. You know, the more we help each other, the more we're all going to get better. And that's kind of our perspective just on the whole food scene. We're a rising boat, and that's going to help. And everybody's doing that as long as, you know, competition's crazy in that way, you know, but the food scene is getting better, and the people who maybe aren't, you know, keeping up, you know, are going to be weeded out, and it's just going to keep getting better, and we're going to keep putting out content with these people, and yeah, we love seeing it. Especially, I mean, at the market, there's so many events like at the market that involve food, and we're going to go there and we're going to cover it. You know why? Because it's about Chattanooga food. You know, we're not upset that you guys are doing food events. Like, do it. We love that stuff.
And there have been such neat things. Like, I met Elton Brown one time, for example. We have these food celebrities sometimes come to Chattanooga. Yeah. And it's wonderful.
Exactly. So, you know, we want to be a resource for them as well. And you know, that's restaurants, that's people putting out food content, that's bloggers, that's everybody. So it's been really cool to start building those relationships over the past couple months.
Awesome. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about what people can expect from the website, by the way? Can we see reviews from those food bloggers or from you on the website, user reviews? What all is on there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're focusing on three specific types of content. You mentioned the kid reviews. Mm-hmm. Those will be kind of intermittent and fun, but three pretty basic types of content. The first one is we're going to systematically go through, and it may take us a long time, but we're going to review the local restaurants. We're going to start with the downtown area and work our way out, just kind of the same way the food scene has. So with every directory listing, there will be a review. You'll get a picture of what the food's like, what the service is like, what the atmosphere is like. We're not going to go out of our way to bash somebody, and we're not going to, you know, base our review on only one bad experience if we have a bad experience, or vice versa, one really, really good experience. You know, okay. Going to a restaurant is, you know, a multiple time process. Right. We're actually in our own process of trying to find funding for that and you know, get involved with some people that can help us push that. Again, it's money going back into the local economy, and it's expensive to eat at 350 restaurants multiple times.
I bet.
Yeah, but I mean, I love doing it. Don't get me wrong. It's amazing food. It's a great time. But we're looking for a partner to help us do that. And yeah, we're going to go through, do reviews, and give you an excellent picture. So not only are you going to have directory information, when they're open, where they're at, what kind of food they serve, but you're going to have, you know, a picture there. Hey, what's it going to feel like when you walk in? What kind of food can you expect on the menu? Hmm. And yeah, I mean, the Bitter Alibi vibe is going to be completely different than Mrs. B's Reggae Cafe, you know, and we want to accurately represent that. So that's the first type and really the most basic. The second type is going to be a specific dish review from a certain place. So some places have specialty dishes, mm-hmm. you know, they have stuff that they are known for. I think in particular, back when we first launched our kind of a thing in our stick was a burger contest, right? And so we picked these areas of town and we did a burger contest, and you will not believe how hot people will get over some burgers, man. People love burgers. Wow. And they will argue and they will, you know, they will fight tooth and nail. It was cheeseburger day the other day, and we put out a Twitter poll. You can only put four on a Twitter poll, and people mm-hmm. are like, I can't believe you didn't put these people on here. And we're getting kind of these like scathing remarks on Twitter. And we're like, bro, like we can only put four, like, sorry, you know?
So
and,
funny.
And so that, you know, we knew it was going to grab attention, but you know, Tremont Tavern is known for their burgers. They won that burger competition overall. You know, again, we broke it down into the different areas, but they had something like 60% of all votes. It's outrageous in Chattanooga. Over 1600 people voted in Tremont. Again, they had an outrageous number. So we did a dish review of Tremont of a burger. You could go over there and get a salad. You could get any other sandwich. But I picked my favorite burger, reviewed that dish. And we're going to do that for other places. You know, Easy has a specific thing that they're wanting to push at any given time. Stir, oysters, things like that. We'll go over there and try one dish that, like I said, that the restaurant or whatever it is, maybe a coffee shop, they want to be known for. We'll review that one thing. So those are the dish reviews. And then we've talked about the podcast. Those are the inside stories, you know, talking with the chefs, talking about, you know, what their inspirations are for their menus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do they decide when and how and what ingredients they're going to use when the menus switch?
Oh, that's
you know,
fun.
There's so many rotating menus in town. And then again, that's just an elevation of our food scene. Hey, you're going to get bored. There's new ingredients. We can source all this stuff locally. We haven't even touched on the locally sourcing food scene, which is
that's an issue in and of
crazy.
Itself. Right.
Yeah. And that's a part that we want to add to the website as well. But yeah, so as those ingredients change, these menus are changing. You know, feed just is about to change theirs. We talked to Charlie on that podcast on Thursday. So look for that one coming out soon. But yeah, those are the inside stories with chefs, restaurateurs, sous chefs, bloggers, and people who are in the scene and just getting their story. We sat down with Corey Evett and the owners of Cashew, who had closed. They actually closed the restaurant for almost a year.
I was just wondering about this.
Yeah, so they focused on their baked goods and selling their cheese and really got that as a business model solid. And they just took a break. That's a part of the story that we're taking from each one of these is, man, like these restaurateurs work freaking hard.
That has to be a hard business.
It is a stressful job. And they just needed a break, you know? So they took some time, they recovered, got themselves together, had a plan, and now they're open again. And you know, we kind of just got in there and talked to them about that story. So we had them, like these owners of this awesome vegan restaurant where people from Nashville and Atlanta come just to eat at Cashew because they've heard of it. And to have a restaurant like that in Chattanooga is amazing, you know, and then to see them pushing, you know, kind of their baked goods and their cheese out, like that's an amazing process as well. But then we have Corey's perspective. He's a vegan food blogger. And so pairing them together and having that story on a podcast, just the flow was amazing. We had a great time, and those are the stories we want to tell. So it's really going to be exciting.
And chefs are such creative people. I love the idea of just tapping into their minds more. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an exciting developing podcast. Like I said, we've done four. We're about to put out the fifth one with Charlie and got a couple other people on the book. So it's going to be good.
And then you had mentioned event coverage as well. Do you plan on producing your own events?
Yeah, so we've covered several events and covered several food truck events. So one of the things that the food trucks have experienced is kind of a little bit of not mismanagement, but they haven't always been on the same page of getting to events together. And so they're kind of scattered. So a lot of people have just kind of started coming to us and saying like, hey, can you get some food trucks at our event? So we have Glass Street, this huge festival on Glass Street this weekend. Got a bunch of food vendors for them, selling drinks and just being out there in the community. A couple weeks ago, we partnered with the city of Chattanooga for the Readers and Writers Festival, the first annual, had five trucks over there. CFC wants to, you know, ramp up their food truck game from 2 to 5 next year. So they came to us and said, hey, you know, we want to have this rotate and we want you guys to schedule it for us. And, you know, it's cool stuff like that. But, you know, as well, Chattanooga Eats, our branding, it lends to maybe some food festivals and some things like that where we can partner with people and,
that
you know, maybe make a, you know, a little burger competition, you know, friendly, of course, you know, friendly, or, you know, like Chattanooga Eats tacos, you know, and have, you know, have a bunch of people come out and experience different tacos from around. So we're playing with some ideas and, you know, we'll see what happens, but yeah, we're definitely going to be doing our own thing as far as events. And kind of the biggest one coming up is Startup Week. We have an event on Wednesday of Startup Week, and we're going to bring in 4 or 5 aspiring restaurateurs who are like, we have these cool ideas, but we're not sure if it's going to float, right? And kind of the original idea goes back to, will this float? Collabs.
Right.
Like, hey, is this going to work? And we're like, okay, how could we do that in a food way? So we've got 4 or 5 food bloggers coming to judge them. We're going to do it in Miller Plaza, 50 tickets, $5 a piece, come have lunch, and you're going to get to taste 5 individual dishes, and then you get to vote. We're going to partner with Text Request, and you guys can text in your vote and have your say in it, and maybe, you know, get them a prize to open their new restaurant or their new venture, whether that's a food truck or kind of a brunch spot, or there's a couple of different ideas out there. So it's going to be fun.
That's really fun.
Yeah, that's on Wednesday, October 5th from 11 to 1, Miller Plaza.
Cool.
It's going to be good.
So where's your favorite place to eat?
That's not fair. I'm supposed to ask you that. That's what we do. That's what we
planned on.
Oh, man, that's
You've
not fair.
You've got the 411.
That's not fair. all right, so I mentioned the Bitter Alibi a lot. Like, I love those guys. I graduated with Jason. Matt is probably one of the most honest people you're going to meet. Good times, bad times. That guy's real. You know, and so that's a, you get that vibe when you go into their restaurants, whether that's the Bitter Alibi or the Daily Ration. They do a great job. So I find myself, whether it's just having a beer or eating over there, I know the sous chef at Flying Squirrel pretty well. And those guys are pretty cool, from, you know, their management team to just their bartenders and everything. And they're creating cool stuff all the time. So,
and what a beautiful place too.
I mean, they do so good. And again, it goes back to atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have amazing food, but if your decor and when you walk in there is not right, it doesn't matter how good the food are or the food is, people aren't going to come back, you know? So, they definitely nailed it. So those are two places. Mojo Burrito, obviously, kind of on a, you know, just a grab and go lunch type thing, is amazing.
You know, I've actually never tried Mojo Burrito.
Are you serious?
I've not.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is.
Sounds like I need to.
That is kind of like a Chattanooga crime.
I know. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have admitted that. But,
right? But no, Loopy's is another Chattanooga place. Like, if you're looking for amazing food, like, their story is amazing. They source all their local ingredients from their own place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're growing this stuff. They're getting their own meat from their own farm. Like, this story is amazing. And so that's going to come out here soon. We're going to have them on the podcast. But yeah, places like that are places with personality, places that, that really feel like home, and you can get a great meal for me. But yeah, what about you? Obviously, you've never been to Mojo, but
Embargo is probably my staple. That's my favorite place to go.
I couldn't do it, but yeah.
That's where I like to go with girlfriends and stuff. And actually, I just found out about this place and tried it, Jay Gumbo's in Hickson.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Yeah. I love New Orleans. Mm-hmm. That's my other favorite city. And the food is amazing. I'm very skeptical also about just Cajun food, but they're awesome.
Yeah, I'd never really experienced too much Cajun food, and then went to New Orleans at the beginning of the summer.
Oh, and just so delicious.
Had a great experience. It was my first time. Yeah, I was kind of just like in a food coma the whole time. So it was amazing and difficult all at the same time. But I can't wait to go back. And yeah, you're right. Jay Gumbo's is a great place. Blue Orleans does a pretty good job as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, anywhere else?
Well, we already talked about Flying Squirrel. Yeah, that's definitely my other go-to. And I love oysters. So I love Stir. And actually, I like the Boathouse as well for the atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty chill over there. Mm-hmm. It's a cool place to go. Just hang out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another place that while you were talking kind of came to mind was the Public House. I go over there for...
Oh, how did I forget that?
Yeah, for their salmon or some brisket. It's just so good. So good. And it's simple. It's simple, but they do it really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so before you ask me, what do you think as kind of a customer, you know, somebody who just goes and enjoys food, what do you think we're missing in the food scene here in town?
Absolutely. Rooftop bar, preferably on the river. I have very strong opinions about all of this.
I've heard
or some sort of just different restaurants with more scenery, like the Boathouse. I love to sit out on the water, and I feel like we're so blessed with mountains and water and different things and skyline. So I would love to be able to sit outside, enjoy a great meal, and take it all in.
So one of the categories on the website is porch sitting. You know,
fun.
Perfect for porch sitting. So places like Brujas and places like that have a good view are on that list. And yeah, I agree with you. It's the first time I've heard something like that, but I've heard of some people maybe, you know,
I've heard that too,
dabbling in some possibilities. So hopefully we can't reveal too much too early, right?
And but, also we'll music.
Yeah.
Music with food is always a good thing. That's one of the things I like about Embargo, actually.
Absolutely. And that's, again, so we talked about big city kind of infiltrating Chattanooga. They've been so successful in Miami. I'm not sure that a lot of people who just walk into Embargo know how successful that management team has been in a big city. And they're bringing these things into town slowly, you know. And music with brunch is one of those things. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the flavor. They got, I forget his name, but he's there playing the piano and just rocking out. And I think we'll start to see more of that because people respond to it. When one person starts doing it, other people recognize it. And it's just going to keep building and building and building. Flying Squirrel does it as well.
Oh, very much so.
I remember one of my favorite, Lon Eldridge, he was playing there. And that was a great experience. So yeah, food with music is going
to
be great.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Lots of changes going on, positive changes in the food landscape here. Yeah. So tell us, where can our listeners find Chattanooga Eats online?
Yeah, absolutely. As we mentioned, it's ChattanoogaEats.com. You can go there, find the food directory. You can find our print directory after this winter. Hopefully you can get those in your hands. They'll be in hotels. They'll be in, you know, your local businesses. They'll be all over the place. But then you can also find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Snapchat's the fun stuff.
Oh,
get a little
fun.
Bit of behind the scenes, some fun stuff in there. So yeah, look us up. Unfortunately, food is a popular thing, so we don't have the same tag on all of them. But if you look us up or look for hashtag CHA Eats, you'll find us. Promise we're there. Yeah, look us up. We got lots of stuff on there, and we hope to interact with you.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. Again, Carlos Pialago, I think he successfully made all of us hungry today. So check out Chattanooga Eats online. And thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I'm Brittany Shaw Newman, your host of Chattanooga Business Radio X. So we'll talk to you next time. Thank you.